From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Call this one the Tale of Two Rails. Governor Rick Scott wanted no part of federal money for a high-speed rail line between Tampa and Orlando, but he is supporting the All Aboard Florida project. That's a train from Miami to Fort Lauderdale to West Palm Beach and then on to Orlando. Scott says the difference here is no government money. Scott's likely major opponent in November is Charlie Crist. He says, stop right there in your tracks. All Aboard Florida is getting millions in state money. So who's right? Craig Kopp talked with PolitiFact's Josh Gillen.
Josh, in an interview in June with Palm Beach TV station WPEC, Governor Rick Scott said,
All Aboard Florida is a 100% a private venture. There's no state money involved.
So, Josh, what's PolitiFact's ruling? Is All Aboard Florida a 100% private venture?
We called this one mostly false. It is a private venture. It is unlike the rail money that Governor Scott turned down when he took office, those billions of dollars for that high-speed line between Orlando and Tampa. This is a private company. This all really came about because his current chief of staff, Adam Hollingsworth, who once was a transportation advisor for Scott's transition team, spent a lot of time in 2011 and 2012 working for All Aboard Florida. Now, this line is being built with private money, but they are seeking a $1.8 billion federal loan, and they are also benefiting from a couple of state programs. And one of those is a terminal at Orlando International Airport. You had mentioned that it could possibly extend to Orlando by 2017. But to build that terminal, the project has been seeking $214 million in a loan and a grant from the state. And All Aboard Florida wouldn't specifically get that money, but they could potentially benefit from it. Also, the state has set aside some $44 million in money for municipalities around the state to work on quiet zones around rail crossings. That doesn't specifically name All Aboard Florida, but they would benefit from it just like the terminal.
So it's not that they're getting direct money from the state, but there is money going into things that would support the All Aboard project. So to say flat out that there's no government money involved in this is what gets the governor a mostly false rating.
Yeah, the problem with the airport terminal is that the airport, they've had that plan for decades. They just needed someone to commit to building there in order to get the money to do it. And once All Aboard Florida said they wanted to do it, then they got the money, and that's a pretty strong tie.
What about Charlie Crist's claim, though, that All Aboard Florida is receiving millions in Florida taxpayer dollars?
So that's using almost all the same facts that we just discussed. We called that one half true. All Aboard Florida is going to benefit from all of this money that is going to go into the state, including money that Tri-Rail, the commuter line that is already in South Florida, wants to use to connect to a future All Aboard Florida line. So there are millions of dollars involved, but again, not directly, so we labeled that one half true.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, hard to keep track of all this, isn't it?
Well, as long as we all don't get taken for a ride.
That's Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida and Craig Kopp from WUSF in Tampa. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?